What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can always follow along on social media at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB on Instagram and Twitter. And Hickey, I'm going to say 20 minutes from now. 20 minutes from now, we will give you your holiday gift to wrap up the year of 2022. And Hickey got me a very nice gift card, even though he owed me a few dinners anyway from some bets that he lost, but I will let him get away with that gift card, and I appreciate the gift that Hickey got me. But do you want any hints, by the way, on what I got you?
Not at all. I love being surprised.
So you just want to open up, it's in a bag. It's in a brown paper bag. I didn't get you a card. I didn't write like a mushy note, lovey-dovey note. I just put the three items in a bag. You just want to see what they are.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's no problem.
No big reveal, no hints.
No hints. I like being surprised. I don't want to, you know, feel weird just kind of knowing the gift before I open it.
Okay, I'm going to give you two hints.
Okay.
That wasn't really a question. That was a rhetorical question, Woodcock. One is food. Well, two things in the bag are food, but it's pretty much the same thing, just maybe different brands of food. And then the other thing is a clothing item. That's all I'll give you. So two food items and then clothing. That will be it. That's all you got. What do you think it is, if you had to take a guess?
Well, I know the clothing is some sort of jersey because you asked what my jersey size is. So
that's right. It is a jersey.
So I was kind of figured that. Food, I actually have no idea. I'm sure it's like something with wings. I don't think you actually made wings.
No. You will have to make this.
I'll have to make it.
Yes.
Is it an easy bake oven? Because, you know, it's like, you know, kind of right up my alley for appetite wise. And like I can bake a little cupcake or.
I got you a Fisher Price kitchen set.
There we go. Now we're talking. Now I can have a little dessert for Christmas Eve. Some of those easy bake oven cupcakes. Now we're cooking.
Coming up 20 minutes from now, Hickey will get his Christmas gift. Alrighty. We got to make some predictions right now. So there's a lot of teams that are sitting there and they're saying, we don't have our guy. But then there's some teams that are saying, okay, we may bring that guy back next year, but we don't believe in him long term. I'm going to throw a few teams out there, Hickey. And you tell me who's starting for these teams next year in the NFL. Because I have an answer written down. The New York Jets. We know Zach Wilson won't be starting next year. Mike White could be, but I don't think that's option number one. Who is your guy for the New York Jets to be starting week one in 2023?
I will go with Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to triple down on my Aaron Rodgers prediction of him getting traded. And I think the Jets will be desperate enough when you watch Zach Wilson, how bad he is, to capitalize on a roster right now that is playoff caliber. I think they'll make a big splash.
I'm going to say, as I've been saying for the last 2 years and now make this 3 years, that Aaron Rodgers will be on the Green Bay Packers next year. And Aaron Rodgers will be playing, I'll say, his final season next year for the Green Bay Packers. And then he could be traded somewhere else. But I do think he'll be in Green Bay because of the finances on that contract and the dead cap for next year. The name that I will give you is Jimmy Garoppolo. Connections to Saleh and LaFleur. Jimmy G has that familiarity with that staff. And I don't think the Jets are going to trade for Aaron Rodgers because I don't think he's going to be available. Derek Carr could be an option, But the Raiders could be viewed as a team of, do we go and bring back Derek Carr, or do you go bring in a veteran? And the two veterans they would consider would be Brady or Rodgers. And if neither of those, if Rodgers doesn't get traded, if Brady doesn't sign there, then I think the Raiders are SOL and they'll be running out back out with Derek Carr. So I will go Jimmy G with the Jets. Let me ask you this then. What about the Raiders? Because I think Carr is going to be starting week one for the Raiders next year.
So do I. We've heard Derek Carr's feature now, like, 3 years in a row, kind of talking about.
Well, remember when he lived right next door to Gruden, everyone was like, oh, that's going to be awkward when Gruden cuts him, and
right.
Gruden never had the chance to cut him.
So we never seen that happen. Everyone's been advocating for Josh Daniels to get fired. It doesn't look like he's going to, so if you're not going to fire Josh McDaniels, I don't think they'll get rid of Derek Carr, just because I think there's patience with Mark Davis, but also, too, where's the upgrade? I think Tom Brady isn't up, like, for sure. I'm still not sold he'll go to the Raiders.
Well, it would be Brady or Rodgers. I think those are the only two options, because if it's not one of those two,
like, who else are you going
to
bring in?
You get rid of Derek Carr to go to Jimmy G?
Right.
You could even argue that's a downgrade in terms of the individual play. Jimmy G has had a lot more wins in this league, and he's had more team success. But I would think that you would think Derek Carr is a better quarterback if you just look at the skills than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I would agree. So, yeah, like I said, I think there's not a lot of upgrades out there, actually.
The Titans, who's starting for Tennessee next year?
Not Ryan Tannehill. Not Malik Willis. I'm trying to think, like, this is the tough part of trying to find a guy to come in. Like, they're not going to go Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. If that dude's starting next year in the NFL as a design starting quarterback, not because injuries, not because someone else stunk and he's the two deep, whoever hires him, and I know they just fired their GM in John Robinson, but whoever brings in Carson Wentz to start next year, which I don't think will happen, they should fire their general manager for doing that. That is a fireable offense on the moment that move is made.
I agree. The tough one right now is, like, I think they're going to try to make a splash. I think when you fire John Robinson, I think they're going to go big game hunting.
Try for Brady. I don't think they're getting Brady, though.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think Brady would consider them, but I don't think that's where Brady's going.
And then if you swing in, let's say you go all in on Brady or all in on Rodgers, and you go 0-2 and those guys, then all of a sudden you look around and you know, there's not many chips around. I think we've seen the last Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee.
I would agree. Now, let me ask you this. What happens if, let's just say, they don't make the playoffs, which is definitely on the table in Tennessee? Can you see them maybe trying to capitalize off not making the playoffs, and right now they're sitting at 20th? In the draft. Now, you look at some of the teams that are in front of them. The Titans have 7 wins. Tampa's in front of them with 6. Detroit's in front of them with 7. Patriots 7. Seahawks 7. Jets 7. Jaguars 7. Yeah, they could be moving up, assuming Jacksonville wins this division, which I think is going to happen. You think Jacksonville's going to win this division, right?
Yes.
So they could be moving into the top 15. It makes it easier to catapult your way potentially inside the top 10 to get one of these quarterbacks if they do love one of these quarterbacks.
And it helps if a team like the Lions or a team like the Seahawks believe Geno or Jared Goff's their guy, and they're sitting there in the top 5, they don't want to draft a quarterback.
Or even Chicago at 2.
Right,
if Chicago says, we have Justin Fields, and they know Justin Fields is their guy, we don't... Well, Chicago has so many holes. Don't you got to take...
They do, but if you're given an extra first-round pick or two, or an extra first, extra second, I think it does benefit to get the extra draft picks to have extra ammo to boost this roster up.
But let's assume a quarterback goes 1 and it's Bryce Young. Or if it's someone else, then you'll be just so obnoxious because I know you really want Bryce Young going to the Colts, and then it makes way for the Colts to maybe trade up. Like, if let's just say you have, even if Bryce Young goes 1 and that Chicago pick becomes trade bait and Indianapolis likes someone, you're going to trade with Indianapolis over Tennessee, because then you'd be falling potentially to 14 and or 15 if you're Chicago, compared to falling
6. You still get a premium pick at, you know, like I said, inside the top 5, inside the top 7.
That's why, dropping out, even though it could be an extra pick, and that extra pick could benefit them a year from now, if let's say it's still, if Tennessee is not able with the rookie quarterback to go back to the postseason, I don't think Tennessee's ever going to be bad enough under Vrabel where they're going to be back at number 2, let's just say. So with how many holes I have on the roster, if I'm Chicago, I would take the best defensive player, best offensive, best non-quarterback on the board there at 2, unless it's, okay, a team's coming up from inside the top 10 where you would still just fall back to keep that original.
What if you get a San Francisco offer like Miami did? 3 first-round picks, and obviously one of them is just swapping. So 2 extra first-round picks, it's enticing.
That's fair.
Like, you'd have to give something like that.
You have to give, yeah, you have to give something
back
like that.
To 17 or 15, let's just say, right? It has to be a big offer. But again, I think I'm with you. I think Tennessee is going to try to swing big this offseason.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you're coming up from, determines how many first round picks you're going to have to give in addition to that. It's going to be definitely one additional pick, maybe even two additional first round picks to make it three first round picks total. Because that's what San Francisco did. They swapped picks and then they had to tack on two more from there to go get Trey Lance. So the team that we were on was Tennessee. Who's starting week one for them? I think it's going to be Malik Willis. I do. I don't think Tannehill's coming back. They drafted Malik Willis in the third round. I think he's going to be starting for them week one next year. And there'll be someone else brought in. Like, could you bring in Baker Mayfield there? Not that you're thinking Baker Mayfield's going to be any good, but you bring in, you intend to start Malik Willis and you have make him have a competition against someone that's had some success in this league.
That's a good one. I like that one because, yeah, I think they'll try to swing. I don't think they'll hit. And now all of a sudden you kind of pick out the pieces.
And I can see
Baker's a good one.
I can see, sorry to cut you off. I can see the personality of Vrabel and Mayfield kind of connecting together.
And I think Baker beat out Malik Willis right now.
Yeah, that I don't know.
I like that. I'll just say Baker Mayfield, week one, Titans.
Commanders. Who's starting for the Commanders?
I'm going to say Jimmy G. I think this is his landing spot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Safe with the ball. You know, we've seen Taylor Heineke's fun, but he's also a little careless.
You got to think, and I know I predicted Jimmy G to the Jets, and I said that the Raiders are probably going to keep Carr. If you're the Commanders, don't you feel as if you have to go get either Jimmy G or Derek Carr this offseason? Like, you're not going to get Rodgers. If Rodgers becomes available, if I'm the Commanders, I would go get him. Brady's not going to the Commanders. So if those are your main options, maybe they move up to go draft a quarterback because Rivera said we're going to build the team, then go get the quarterback, and they just selected the wrong quarterback with Carson Wentz. You always have the fallback of Taylor Ham Heineke, but I don't think you want to go into the season with Taylor Ham Heineke as your starting quarterback. Even though he's winning games, you've seen there's been a lot of 50-50 balls that, fortunately for him, have gone his way. I would not be relying on Taylor Ham Heineke as my starting quarterback.
Nice playoff game in 2020. They brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
You filled in, we'll say, decently. Not admirably, but decently, they bring in Carson Wentz. So you're right. I just don't, at this point, it's like kind of like a broken record to kind of think that this is third time's a charm for Heineke to be the week one starter.
So, yeah, it does get that feel. It's going to be Jimmy G or Derek Carr with the Commanders. Seahawks. I think it's going to be Geno Smith.
I'm with you. I think they're in on Geno.
It's just how much is that contract going to be? Is that a 4 or 5 year deal? If it is, I'm not feeling good about 4 or 5 year deal. If you get a favorable team friendly deal or you give him money, but then you have outs in that contract for 2 or 3 years, okay. Doesn't it benefit them to just play it safe and go, we're going to franchise tag you? Where I know it's a lot of money, but let's see if you could do this again. And then if you can, then we will reward you or let you walk.
I like that option because even though it's a lot of money, I'd rather pay a lot of money in a short time and be able to be free. Like I said, if things go south compared to 5 year deal, I don't know. Let's just 5 for $130. I don't know. Like those are some numbers being thrown around a few weeks ago.
5 for $130.
Like I would not feel good about that because like I said, if he tanks it, well, at least you have, you know, you're paying a lot of money next year on a 1 year franchise deal. At least you have the flexibility to move off of it scot free.
So that'd be $26 million a year. 5 for $130. Paying a quarterback $26 million a year is favorable.
Right.
But you are running a risk that Geno Smith is not worth $26 million a year after this year that he's had, even though he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. You know what I would do?
Right.
I would call Geno Smith up because you got to think about it this way. I wonder in Geno's mind, is he just looking to get the biggest contract and then just not care what he does on the field? You got your payday after not being the guy for so many years and people wrote you off, you didn't write back, and then you cash in the check and all that, and who cares what happens? I wonder how much the environment in Seattle matters to him. Where Pete believed in him, he had success there this year. Do you want to run that risk of going back, even though you would be a wealthier man, back to the irrelevant guy, back to a guy that's not good if you go somewhere else? And it's not Seattle, and let's say they don't have a Tyler Lockett. Let's say they don't have a DK Metcalf. Let's say they don't have a young, emerging Kenneth Walker. I wonder, and Pete Carroll, we all know, is a Hall of Fame coach. I wonder how much being in Seattle matters to him because this is where he's had success this year.
I also wonder, like, how many suitors will there be for Geno? Like, how much can the market be driven up these next three games. Like, I know it only takes one team, but
if I call you up, you're Geno Smith, and I say, Geno, 2 for 60, fully guaranteed. Do you take that? 2 for 60, fully guaranteed. That way you don't have to go the franchise tag route.
I mean, yeah, just because, like, are you getting much better?
$60 million fully guaranteed on Geno Smith. And I think that's the best of both worlds. Geno gets a stay in Seattle. He gets compensated heavily. $60 million. If I would have told Geno Smith this year you'd be in a position to get $60 million fully guaranteed, you would have never believed it. You would have said, what was that, a 40-year deal? Not a 2-year deal. So, 2-year deal, $60 million fully guaranteed. And even if it goes south at the end of 1 year, you only owe him an extra $30 million after that. You know, 30 this year, 30 next year.
If you're Geno, maybe you're looking at a longer-term deal because you make the Pro Bowl and think, oh, I played my way into, you know, being the guy in, you know, 4 or 5-year deal. But I just don't know if that's going to be out there. Like you said, you could say no and risk, like, oh, I'll get more money from another team. But
what about Geno with the Commanders?
No.
It's a good roster.
I get it. I just,
good
if
coach.
You're the Commanders, you need more of a sure thing. I know Jimmy G is still a question mark, but well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke, Carson Wentz.
Sure, but it's also the same organization. As much as I love Ron Rivera, they thought Carson Wentz was going to be good, and they gave up draft capital that no one else was going to give up to go
get Daniel him. Snyder thought Carson Wentz was the answer. If he's not there, or
Ron Rivera clapped back at a lot of those reports. Now, what else is he going to do? But he was very emotional about it. Almost That's emotional true. To a point where
he walked out of press conference,
it was
right?
believable that he wanted Carson Wentz. So I don't know how much of that is authentic or just being phony. And finally, about the 49ers. Are we in agreement here, Brady? I think Brady's going to the Bay, going back home to the Bay.
I will agree. I think Tom Brady's going to be the guy.
Gotcha. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will take a 5-minute timeout. We will come on back when we do return. 5 questions, 5 answers. We'll do a little onsides, offside, and also we will give Hickey his holiday gift this season. I'm hyping this up way too much. I'm going to set low expectations. This gift is not that good. It's a solid gift. I've given you better gifts before, but you've kind of been on the naughty list this year. You have been. You mushed so many teams in college football. Oklahoma, Clemson. Who was the other? Who was who was the other team that you mushed in college football?
Utah.
That was the other one. You then said the Denver Broncos were going to the Super Bowl and Russell Wilson was going to win a Super Bowl MVP. Nathaniel Hackett was going to be a top 3 coach of the year. You've been on the naughty list this year, hot take, Hickey. And Santa.
Hey, we get things wrong, you know, happens.
Santa keeps on writing letters to me. Usually I should be writing letters to Santa, but Santa keeps on writing letters to me and is like, dude, this is like on brand for your boy now. He's on the naughty list each and every year. So he told me to get you Cole. I said, Santa, we shouldn't get him Cole. You got to send me something better. So Santa sent me a few gifts.
Santa's telling you what, you know, usually tell me around. Now this is really roles reversed, huh?
I had to negotiate with Santa. Santa Jeez. Wanted to send you just a lump of coal.
Santa, he knows. He's watching. He knows. I've been good.
He wanted to just send you an ESPN analyst off the desk. Oh, wait, that's what your football team did.
Thank you for that gift, Santa. That could result in Bryce on maybe. Thank you.
All righty. This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about. like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Drop everything and hurry to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale. Now through January 10th, learn how to get $500 back with Xfinity Internet and two lines of Xfinity Mobile. Visit Xfinity.com/Hello2023 today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, where your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Before we allow Hickey to open up his presents this year that I got him, and Santa told me what to get or what I could approve for Hot Take Hickey to get from Santa because he's been on the naughty list this year with all of his takes. So Hickey has a family of 40 people. 40 people, which is just wild to me. Is there any food that's left over after you're making food for 40 people? Do you get a lot of leftovers that you get to bring home afterwards?
Yeah, my uncle will try to kind of, you know, pawn it off. Not pawn it off, but yeah, try to give us some off. Or
hey, please take this.
He'll probably come over the next day, so maybe he'll bring a few things left over as well. But yeah, there's always, you know, extra food lying around.
And kind of give me the spread here. The basics?
It's pretty generic, I'll say. Like, you know, there's like chicken, there's
ham.
I'm sure, yeah, probably be a Christmas ham.
What's your favorite
mashed
thing?
Potatoes. I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I think it's just a normal food day. I'm more there for the drinking.
Oh.
So,
ho.
Like, I eat, you know, but it's just like, you know, yeah. Like,
give me the natty lights.
You know, like, I don't make this big thing about food.
No.
So it's just like,
you're
you
so
know.
Lame.
So, like, it's just a normal, like, I can't even remember what we had last year, and just part because it's just like, oh, it's just a normal menu.
Is your girlfriend coming?
Yes. First year.
Oh.
First year.
Now, your girlfriend's been in the family for 4 or 5 years now?
Oh, yeah. She's not.
So she's met everyone?
Oh, yeah. She knows.
Oh, so it's not like a little initiation or anything like that where, not that they're picking on your girlfriend, but they're making jokes at your expense and making her maybe feel awkward.
No, yeah, no. Those days are long gone. Long gone.
Does your girlfriend make anything for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm gonna make some cookies.
That's what I was gonna ask. Thank you. I have one request for your Christmas.
Sure.
If you just so happen in the kindness out of your heart, when the Tupperware is getting passed out and you guys are getting all the leftovers, you could snag a few Christmas cookies for me and bring them on Monday. Or, oh, you're not here Monday and Tuesday.
I am not.
Oh, so they're probably going to be bad by then.
And also, oh, yes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe freeze them. I haven't had enough Christmas cookies yet this year.
I feel like your family, don't they go big with Christmas cookies or you yourself? No,
no, no, no, no, no, no. No, we're not a big Christmas cookie. We celebrate Christmas like every other year.
Really?
Yeah. I'm Jewish, first off.
Well, right, but
we have
every year you talk about dressing up as Santa Claus.
Yeah, so there's complications there. But that side of the family, someone got divorced, so the young kids that we see, my young cousins, you see them every other year now.
Oh, okay.
Got to go to mom, got to go to dad.
Is this Gelb Claus year or no? Was that last year?
No, so, well, what do you mean Gelb Claus?
Like, are you going to see your cousin? Are you going to dress up as Santa this year?
No. This is my dad is making a bunch of cheesesteaks.
Oh.
Got some pigs in the blankets as well, a little charcuterie, and a bunch of desserts. So that's what we're doing.
Man,
that's what
we're doing on better feast than I will.
Oh, come on.
Well, and that's also layup.
Is that really surprising?
Cheesesteaks. That is delicious.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. So we're going to have a little fun. But I was really looking for some Christmas cookies. I saw D-Ben on Rome the other day. And anytime I see D-Ben, who used to be my board op, and also Amy Lawrence's, and now is producing Jim Rome.
Well, Amy Lawrence is producer. Producer Tom.
Oh, you're right. He was, sorry. But last name, Di Benedetto, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I was the only host to ever call him by his last name. But anyway, when I see Tom Di Benedetto, producer Tom, now the producer of the Jim Rome show, which is a big step up from being a board op on the Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio, going to work with one of the legendary figures in the history of sports media. Every time I see D-Ben, and I saw him two or three days ago on the Rome show, all I could think about is, are they married yet? Gigi and Tom?
I think engaged. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm not sure about marriage, making it legal. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Making it legal. What is this? Like?
Well, that's it's a legal obligation.
Just the way that you said it, I found that to be funny. Anytime I see Tom, I just think of his fiance Gigi, because she made the best Christmas cookies. Her Christmas cookies, she'd bring them in the studio. They were to die for. A little pinoli cookie, which was delicious. Mmm. She made delicious cookies. Anyway, you ready for me to give you my Christmas gift to you?
Not really. I can't lie. I'm a little nervous.
Okay, that's fine. I think, here's what I'll say. It's in a brown paper bag. Don't open it yet. Don't open it yet. Keep the bag where it is. I think two of the things you will get great use out of. The other thing, I think it's funny. I think it's a nice gift because of the way that you have talked about this person, but I just don't know if you are going to actually wear this. That's what I don't know. So do me a favor. Can you turn on your microphone and pick the brown paper bag off the floor and just put it in front of you?
Okay. Everyone, here's the brown paper bag.
Now open up the brown paper bag.
Okay.
There is a white bag on top. Do you see the white bag on top?
White bag on top.
Set that aside.
Set it aside.
Okay. Now take out the other two bags and tell me if you will get great use out of this.
I have seen what it is.
And he is laughing already.
This is funny.
I
will say.
It's two bags of pasta. Because every night, all Hot Take Hickey does is make pasta. So I got you some very fine pasta. So
some penne.
Yeah.
So product of Italy.
And I believe elbows.
And farfalle, which I will say I'm half Italian. So yes.
Butterflies.
What?
That's what that means. Farfalle, butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I didn't
You're
know
welcome.
That.
Now, I bought another.
There we go.
Now,
elbows.
I'm going to be honest here. As Greg Caserta sitting in studio with us, I got another bag of pasta, and I was going to give you three, but then I said, I could go for some pasta tonight.
There you go.
So,
good for you.
So I kept one for myself, but it was the worst brand of pasta. Yeah, so I gave you the fine brand of pasta.
That is, you know.
What a guy.
Ironically, I don't have pasta tonight, but next time I see you, so January, whatever that is, I'll make sure to cook up some pasta. And enjoy it in your honor.
So that's the gift that I think you'll really like, because all you do is eat pasta every night, Greg Caserta. He brings pasta, and more pasta. And the one night I gift him pasta, he doesn't have pasta to eat. So you needed that.
Which makes me kind of want it even more now, which is perfect.
Now, this gift, the next one, I don't know if you're going to like it. I think you'll laugh. And if it was me, I would be conflicted on if I'm going to wear it, but you like this person so much with the way that you've talked about this person, you should wear it. And it's very nice. It's dry fit. Very nice. I didn't know they made jerseys like this. This is like a dry fit jersey. I think you can wear this out casually. I think you can work out in this. This is not like a traditional jersey.
I'm glad Greg's here to witness this, because you know this is not going to be a very nice and very nice one.
I'm thinking the same thing, but
I just don't know who it's going to be.
Like, I don't know either.
Andrew Luck, like R.I.P., something like that,
no,
or like you know what? I know what it
was. Stop! Don't guess it. There was a custom option for this, but to customize Hot Take Hickey on this jersey, they want an extra $175.
Yeah, that's a lot of letters.
As much as I love Hickey, Hot Take Hickey customized on a jersey for an extra $175.
Nah.
I thought I was hallucinating when I was seeing
that. I love
the
man, but he's not worth that much money.
That's my trademark right there. Already TM'd that bad boy.
Yeah, it's your brand. You should. Anyway, you could open up the white
bag. Can I take one guess what it is or no? I have the guess. You know me. I'm an honest man. So if this is right, I'll let you know. But if it's wrong, I'll also tell you what I think it's going
to
be.
Gotcha. I gave you a lot of hints. So I think you should be able to figure this out, because you are a
smart
man. I truly
have no idea, because this could be, I talk about, well, you could be sarcastic.
Give me the initials on who you think it is.
PM.
No. Right ballpark, not Peyton Manning.
I thought you were going to go Peyton Manning Broncos jersey. Honestly, I thought that where this is going to go.
Funny you said that. It did come up on suggested mentions.
See?
Oh, wait.
And I was very close.
I think I know.
Okay. Anyway.
I think I know.
Greg, don't.
I'm not saying anything, but I want to see it from right.
You're a little bit more intelligent than Hickey, so
I want to see it from right on this one.
And in the bag that Hot Take Hickey is opening right now.
Is it what I think it is?
It is a Denver Broncos Russell Wilson jersey.
Yes, I got it.
The man that he predicted was going to win the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, I got it.
Him a nice bright orange Russell Wilson jersey.
It looks sharp. It does look
sharp. It's nice.
It's really sharp.
Right. Isn't that, like, I've never seen a jersey like that, Hickey. Look at the inside. It says dry fit.
This is interesting. It feels like you can ride a bike in that,
like what cyclists do.
Even the other ones that are non-stitch, you usually like an iron-on for the numbers. This is fully one-piece, dry fit. I think I got to wear this, I will say.
You have to.
Now, he's got to turn it around, but, you know.
But that's your guy.
Once he said Christmas Sunday, right? Same ballpark. Yeah. I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Well, the big fella, Santa Claus, he goes, your boy's, even though he's been naughty with all of his bad takes, he does love Russell Wilson so much.
Man.
He loves him so
much. This would have been so much, not really sweeter, because I'm not, you know, Broncos fan, but this would age a lot better if he's, you know, 12-4 right now.
So what I wanted to do was I was going to get a 3 and then have Hot Take Hickey on the back. Jeez. That's what I was going to do, but I'm going to be honest. I wasn't spending an extra $175.
And orange is a hard color to pull off, but he could do it.
Wow.
It was also the cheapest option.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The blue ones,
more expensive.
Really?
More expensive.
Well, now you're nitpicking because you didn't get a blue one?
No, I'm just saying.
The blue ones are fresh. I'm just talking about, I like the Denver uniform.
Well, I also thought orange is like a hotter color, your hot take. Yeah, so that's the way that I thought.
Hot like the sun.
Now, I told one person about this gift.
That makes a lot more sense now.
And I told Anthony Gallo about this gift. And he was laughing. Gallo, big guy behind the scenes. He goes, I hope he doesn't like it so I can wear it. And I didn't have it in me. And I even think Gallo looked like he lost a few pounds, but I don't think Gallo is squeezing into a large.
No. I'm also shocked he'd want to wear Russ. I think he's done with Russ. So I would say I think he wouldn't want any part of that, but
Gallo.
But he's also kind of a masochist. So I also think that he would like the abuse that he would get for wearing one.
No, not only that, he'll take anything that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just call it how it is.
We have a few people like that in these parts.
Oh, yeah. Like the guy the guy that usually sits in the update anchor chair and may go by the name of Peter Schwartz. That guy?
No, I wasn't even thinking of him.
Merry Christmas, Peter.
Yeah, you sarcastic bastard. I forget what I saw. Peter tweeted something the other night, and I was like, oh, give it a rest.
Please, don't.
Just stop.
Was there another restaurant that kicked him out?
No. You know who it was? It actually wasn't anything Peter tweeted now. You know Randy Levine, the president of the Yankees? When he went to the press conference with the glasses crooked? I thought that looked like Peter Schwartz.
Oh, I got to look at that picture now. I got
to
check that.
I may have sent it to a few people in the office, and a few of them did agree that they look like they could be cousins.
He is at home on Long Island right now, and his ears are tingling because whenever somebody mentions him on this network, he knows.
Oh, does he?
He knows. Yeah. It's amazing. And every show, he's gotten into the discussion, it seems like, on every show this year.
I love Peter.
It's an unbelievable redemption story.
Yeah. Anyway, you like your gifts?
I do. I will wear the Russell Wilson jersey probably this summer at some point. Maybe, you know, a day drink.
Yeah, when you go on like a boat or
something like,
go to the beach, so crush
people
a few beers.
Are inebriated and they don't really realize how bad Russell Wilson is.
Wearing your topsiders.
You know it.
Nice pink shorts and some good white Sperry's.
You can't wear pink shorts and an orange jersey.
You wear some bright, ugly colors, Hickey, sometime.
A lot of pastels.
When you went to the draft in those salmon-looking shorts, I don't know. I thought you were trying to make
I was trying to make the Zach Gelb show look good. Represent in a good way. Making us look professional, but also stylish.
I'm going to be honest here.
Uh-oh.
I don't lie to you. When you got me the gift card, I felt compelled to get you something else.
Why?
Because you got me something. I wasn't expecting you to get something, and I only ordered the Russell Wilson jersey.
Okay.
So then I went to the supermarket. I'm like, all right, let me get him some pasta.
Oh, the pasta was an afterthought? I actually would have felt better if the pasta was the first gift you got.
The Russell Wilson jersey was the throw-in.
Yeah, honestly. That shows,
well,
you know.
I couldn't, as the host of the show, I couldn't allow it to be a one-off where I give you a gift, you give me a gift.
Did he do a good job with his gift?
Yeah, he got me you have another update, right?
Yeah.
You know what? We could get this here, and then we'll take a break. So he owed me dinner. Mm. Two dinners, because he lost the bet.
One dinner.
No. Be quiet there. So he owed me two dinners.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed him to wipe one of the dinners off with a very easy, easy question on this show.
Okay.
So one dinner was off. Every time I said, where am I dinner? He's like, oh, just let me know when you want it. I don't think I should have to beg for the end of the bet that I won.
Now, would it have been squared up if one night here he just ordered some takeout for the two of you? That would have been it.
Yeah.
This isn't like a fancy sit-down thing.
No.
This is, okay.
No.
Okay.
He could have got me a burger and fries
from
Shake Shack. And I wouldn't have asked for much. I would not have been a pig. Other people, I would have been a pig. With my producer, I would not be a pig because that's not good for show camaraderie with the guy that busts his ass each and every day. Even though we'd love to make fun of him because he gives us easy material. He puts the ball on the tee and then tells me to hit a home run every day. So I get a Westville right next to us,
Westville
gift card from Hickey. And on the Westville gift card, it goes, "Now I don't owe you dinner anymore.
Nice.
Dinner on me." So it was
like that.
Killing two birds with one stone. He never really got me the dinner, but he didn't have to get me a gift. So I'll let him pass.
This is very Costanza of you. The way you're breaking it down, Costanza-esque.
Well, he never got me the dinner.
It's not technically an apology.
The amount was more than one dinner. It wasn't just like, you know, hey,
have you seen the prices at Westfield?
Why I've only gone there once.
So I'm just throwing it. You know, it wasn't like I just paid for the dinner itself. And also, by the way, happy holidays. Part of it was the dinner I owe you. Also, part was a Christmas gift.
Who knew that Westville gave out gift cards?
Online, brother.
I didn't realize
that. Take a look. Everyone.
Nowadays, right?
Well, it was happy holidays is the message.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can finally get your dinner. I owe you.
That's funny. What a sweet touch at the end.
Yeah.
Enjoy your food.
Love
you. Filthy animal.
All right, next time.
Do you even know how to spell Hanukkah, Hickey? I don't either.
Sometimes there's a C at the front.
Yeah.
Sometimes there isn't a C.
I don't know. No, it's fine. Anyway, it is the
next time I write, love you. Happy holidays, love you.
You know what Caserta's is saying right now? He's jealous.
Hubba.
Onside's offside next.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Drop everything and hurry to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale. Now through January 10th, learn how to get $500 back with Xfinity Internet and two lines of Xfinity Mobile. Visit Xfinity.com/Hello2023 today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Onside, Offside time on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Zach Gelb Show. And right now, this season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Zach, the Jaguars are peaking at the right time. They are winners of 5 out of the last 7 games. They did beat the Jets on Thursday night, 19-3. Don't look now. Jacksonville 7-8 on the season. They are one Titans loss away from moving into first place in the AFC South. Trevor Lawrence has played the best football of his career so far during this stretch, totaling 16 touchdowns, just one interception. Onsides or offsides, the Jaguars are the most dangerous team in the AFC outside of the Bills, Chiefs, and Bengals.
Oh, no. Like, I think the Jaguars are going to win their division, but they're not a lock to win their division. I look at the Dolphins. I think they're in that conversation. I think the Chargers are more dangerous than Jacksonville. So this is just for this season, correct?
Just this season, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not. I think the Jaguars can make the playoffs. I'm not ready to start to say that they're going to start to contend against the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Bengals in terms of in a meaningful game in the postseason. So I will go offsides when you ask me. The Jaguars, are they the most dangerous team in the AFC outside of the Bills, Chiefs, and Bengals?
Offside.
Sticking with that game, it was another awful one for Zach Wilson. He completed.
You could say that.
Oh, yeah. 9 of 18 passes, 92 yards, one interception in that 19-3 loss. The Jets fans booed the second-year quarterback all game long until he was pulled late in the third quarter for CFL legend Chris Streveler. Now, earlier today, head coach Robert Saleh was non-committal about the former number two overall pick starting next Sunday against the Seahawks. Even if Mike White isn't clear to play, still left that one up in the air.
I don't know if Mike White's going to be clear to play.
It's going to be close. I mean, fractured ribs does not sound very very comfortable, that is for sure. Onsides or offsides, Zach Wilson has started his last game as a Jet.
I think he'll start one of these final three games. Final two games. I do think there's a chance there, so I'll go offsides.
Offside.
All righty, let's go to a pivotal NFC East matchup on Saturday as the Cowboys are hosting the Eagles. Philadelphia will be without quarterback Jalen Hurts as Gardner Minshew will get the start. But on the other side for Dallas, Dak Prescott's play has been under the microscope. He's thrown 9 touchdowns to 7 interceptions in his last 4 games. Now, earlier this week, Jerry Jones did back up Dak's play, saying that the quarterback has been outstanding this year and in this recent slide. Odds are offside, Zach. This is the biggest regular season game of Dak Prescott's career.
Yeah, because it hasn't been a long career. And you look at this situation, it will keep you alive for the NFC East, even though I don't think they're going to win that division. But more importantly, you're going up against Gardner Minshew. And really, there's only ways it feels like you could lose this game if you are Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, because even if you win, it's going to be expected. But if you lose, then you're going to just get clowned coming up on Monday or Sunday, whenever. Because the game is on Saturday, so whenever people are going to react to that. So I know that they're not going to win the division, because even if they lose this, Philadelphia would have 2 losses and they would have to then lose out. But with that being said, I think there's a lot to lose here for Dak Prescott, because if they lose this game to the Eagles with Gardner Minshew, then anyone that's still giving him a chance to get to the Super Bowl, I think, would totally then just jump off that bandwagon.
ESPN reported earlier today that the dysfunction within the Arizona Cardinals
they
franchise.
They reported everything, right? That
yes.
He could quit, that he could stay, or he could get fired.
They
great
touched,
reporting, riveting reporting.
And they kind of covered all their bases for sure. They did highlight frustration between Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. They highlighted tension between the owner, Michael Bidwell, and Kingsbury, amongst plenty of other issues as well. Now, there were sources in this article close to Kingsbury that said that the coach could walk away after the season due to frustration with how the team is run. So onside or offside, Zach, Cliff Kingsbury will not be back with the Cardinals next season, and Simon Eastpain will cover all our bases. He could be fired and or quit.
Where is he going? If he was to walk away on his own power, where are you going?
Honestly, I think it'd be to take a year off. He needs to recharge. The guy looks exhausted.
How does that affect his contract? Not like they fired him.
Resign, I guess he just cuts clean, right? If you resign, I don't think you get any money.
Yeah, I don't know how that works contractually and what the language is in that deal. I think there's a good shot, and especially with the uncertainty around Steve Keim and if he'll ever come back in the health situation, I think they may just clean house here and find someone else to then inherit Kyler Murray, who's going to be out to start next year because of the ACL injury. Yeah, I'm going to say he's out. So Cliff Kingsbury will not be back with the Cardinals next season. I was leaning more offsides, but now I'll go onsides.
Finally, Week 16 features a lot of must-win games for playoff teams or possible playoff teams. Dolphins look to break their three-game losing streak. They host the Packers. Buccaneers try to get off the snide. They host play Trace McSorley and the Cardinals. The Chargers look to cement their playoff race or their place in the playoff race against the Colts. Lions travel to the Panthers, both teams firmly in their respective playoff races as well. So onside or offside, Zach, the Buccaneers have the most pressure on them to win in Week 16.
Even though it feels like there's a ton of pressure on the Cowboys this weekend, now Gardner Minshew at least has had some success in this league. If the Buccaneers, who you could see the Panthers lose to the Lions, but the Buccaneers, in terms of that division, if the Buccaneers lose to Trace McSorley, that is just not their year. So I would agree with that. I will go on sides that the Bucs have the most pressure on them to win in Week 16. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. One thought on every game for the slate that started last night will continue tomorrow in the NFL. We'll carry through Sunday with a triple header on Christmas Day, and then we'll conclude on Monday night, Chargers and Colts. We'll give you one thought on all those games next.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or opossums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
If you take CBD and want to learn how to get the best results, listen up. NextEvo Naturals has developed new CBD technology that your body absorbs 4 times better than regular CBD oils. Most CBD oils only achieve between 2 and 10% absorption, so at least 90% of what you think you're getting is wasted. NextEvo is different. Their products are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can use. It is the only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. CBD can't work unless it gets absorbed. Now it can with NextEvo Naturals. Available in easy-to-use capsules, gummies, and a unique dissolvable powder. Get smarter CBD from NextEvo Naturals. Go to NextEvo.com and get a trial size of premium pure CBD gummies for free by adding them to any order of $40 or more and using code GUMMY15. That's NextEvo.com, promo code GUMMY15.